Hello. Welcome to Mind Matters, My Sahana's podcast series. My name is Dr. Alka Mathur, and on this podcast, we will be discussing how to maintain healthy boundaries in your family. Family boundaries can often be challenging to manage, particularly in the South Asian community, where boundaries can sometimes seem more blurred than Western cultures. You may have experienced or observed the well-intentioned parent who calls 10 times a day and gets upset when you don't answer. Or the spouse or significant other who secretly logs onto your Facebook account or your email account because what do you have to hide? These interactions may be common, but can be very damaging to relationships. When you hear the word boundaries, what comes to mind? Many people know what that means in theory, but they have a hard time explaining it or applying it to their own life. The literal definition of boundaries is a dividing line that marks the limits of an area or separates things. Relationship boundaries are guidelines, rules, or limits that a person creates to identify for themselves what are reasonable, safe, and permissible ways for other people to behave towards them. These boundaries separate people in a healthy manner. Although boundaries may be easier to apply with strangers and acquaintances, or even work colleagues, they often become complicated when the relationship is closer, such as parent to child or siblings. Boundaries first start during your childhood, where your parents or other influential adults define and model them for you. For most people, these allowed us to develop close, meaningful, long-term relationships that were safe and secure. Healthy family boundaries enables one to have a private life that's separate from your parents, from your siblings, or from other relatives. In the South Asian community, respect for elders and closeness of the family unit can often blur these lines. It's not healthy for parents to treat their young children as confidants, be it for marital problems, relationship issues, or other stressors. These are boundary violations and make it hard for a child to differentiate between their role as a child versus that of a peer to their parent. This can be something like divulging the details of a fight you had with your spouse to your 10-year-old child, or asking for input on important decisions from your child instead of from your partner. Think back. Have you ever been that parent? Have you ever been that child? Maybe you've been both. These types of situations are representative of enmeshment, an idea developed by therapist Salvador Mnuchin, where individuals' own needs and personal boundaries are closely intertwined with those of another. Among families, this can take place between spouses, siblings, parents, and their children, and other such relationships. This can cause an unhealthy codependency where one or both of the individuals frequently has to seek permission to do things, repeatedly ask for advice on seemingly small issues, where any desire for secrecy is seen as a threat and that the person is hiding something. It can feel very controlling and create a heavy burden on one, if not both, the individuals. Other times, a person can use emotional blackmail to get what they want. It's challenging to find where that boundary should be, particularly if you've grown up that way. The first step is in identifying the problem. Are you frustrated at how interfering your sibling is in your life? How they try to know every single detail of what's going on? How frequently your spouse needs to be in touch with you, calling you several times a day, or emailing, getting angry if you don't get back to them right away? Or that your parents go through your belongings without your consent? Recognize this and the need to strengthen these boundaries. Generational expectations often differ because boundaries can change over time. Behavior that's appropriate between parents and small children will change as the children grow. When trying to establish boundaries, first look inwards. Perhaps you share too much information, require frequent validation, or ask for advice for things that you really don't want advice on. Practice keeping information to yourself and not volunteering it, even for seemingly benign things. In some cases, you may be the one who's being told to step back and respect boundaries. Although it may seem hurtful at first, look introspectively at yourself and at your behaviors. Were you acting out of concern, or were you trying to satisfy an unmet need of your own? If the relationship is important to you, you should understand that the other person has their own needs and needs their own space. This can be difficult. To establish or reestablish boundaries with someone you care about, start with a conversation. It seems simple, but pretty challenging. always assume that the other person has good intentions, that their intention is not to hurt you, but to care for you. Many times, boundaries are crossed because someone wants a closer relationship. If you find it helpful, practice what you want to say beforehand. Say it in front of a mirror. Find a time that you can openly talk to the person and gently and simply address the issue at hand. Try to have it when you're both in a calm state of mind. Do your best to remain calm during the conversation and try and keep strong conversations out of it. For example, I know you only want the best for me and you want a strong relationship, but it is very difficult for me to visit every weekend, and it's very upsetting to me that you say I don't care for you because I really do. Our relationship is very important to me, but I do need time for myself. Find what feels comfortable and say it to your loved one. Try to respond to their need, but at the same time respect your own limits. Find a solution that's workable for you and addresses the other person's desire as best as you can. This could mean visiting home 1 to 2 weekends a month instead of 4. Despite this, family members can still be upset and react irrationally to your desire to strengthen boundaries. In these situations, it's really important to stay firm and stick to your solutions. This could mean visiting less frequently, but still visiting and showing that person that you care about them. Over time, they'll learn to respect the boundaries, albeit begrudgingly. For those cases where the person continues to overstep the lines despite repeated attempts and prolonged time, it may be better to place some distance in the relationship for your own emotional well-being. Creating or restructuring unhealthy boundaries is not easy, but it can greatly improve the quality of your relationships in addition to your own happiness. For more information about how to maintain healthy boundaries in your family, please visit www.mysahana.org.